Well, they said they'd be out next week. Another week? Did you tell them the situation? Katrina said, pacing up and down as granules of spilt sugar crunched beneath her slippers. She heard me herself, but I got the awful impression she didn't give a damn. She had that typical attitude they all have. Why does it take them so long to answer the friggin' phone? Siobhan said, rubbing her temples furiously. I'm amazed they answered this time. I tried all day yesterday, but it must have been one of their go-slow days. We'll have to get on to the student union again. Public bloody sector workers, they've no idea of the real world. They make me sick, Katrina said. Students, they'd make you sick the way they go on, Mary said as she munched through the remainder of her chocolate muffin. The engaged tone beeped in the background. And to think our taxes go towards the likes of that one I just had on there, demanding to know where her check is. Oh, and get this, she gives me some sob story about having no money for food or rent. As if. They'd sicken you the way they go on, Joan replied. Come here till I tell you this, Mary. Last week I had that snuff-nosed fella from the students' union ring me, going on and on about the delay, and how the poor little darlings depend on their grants. Yeah, says I to myself. They're lucky to get any grant. Sure, the government has cut our wages to the bone, but they still get their money all the same. Does he take me for a right idiot, going on about them not being able to pay their rent or food? More like they're short on drinking money. Sure, haven't they mammy and daddy to bail them and all? They've no idea the real world at all. Sure, don't you and I know it, love, Mary replies. 2 days later, Mary and Joan trundle into the city council offices. As they offload coats, bags and umbrellas, Gwen from finance greets them. Hi, guys. We've just completed the checks, so you can get them out today. I know you've been inundated with calls, and we really appreciate you taking the flack, so cheers for that. OK, gotta run now. Mary and Joan gaze at her in derision as her 6-inch heels clack against the hard floor. She'd get right up your nose with her hi guys talk. We're not her drinking buddies, Mary snorts. And who does she think she is telling us to send that lot out today? Joan says as she sweeps up the bundle of paperwork. In the background, the phone rings. Mary peers around the office. No one is there. She lifts up the receiver and hangs up. Seconds later, it rings again. She repeats the same action. This continues for several minutes as they fall about laughing. On the other end of the line, Siobhan yells in frustration and sinks into the chair. They keep hanging up. What are we going to do? The landlord is coming round this afternoon and I can't stomach any more beans on toast. Did you hear anything from Frank and the students' union? Katrina asked. He rang them and wrote a letter of complaint, but it's the same every year or so, he says. His only advice is to sit tight and wait, but that's easy for him to say. He has parents who can help him out. Not all of us have that luxury. You and me both, girl, Katrina sighs. Here, pass us the phone and I'll try. Mary and Joan switch on their computers. The phone continues to ring unanswered. The temp arrives and goes to pick it up until Mary calls out to her. Oh, hiya, love. There's no need to answer that. We're on a go slow today. The temp grinds her teeth, smiles and nods. As she sits at her desk, she stares up at the clock and sighs heavily. Jason's coming over with Chloe tomorrow, Joan smiles as she leafs through the bundle of checks. Oh, that'll be nice. There's nothing like having grandkids to lift the spirits, Mary says. Yeah, unlike this place, Joan replies, as she opens the bottom drawer of her desk and dumps the bundle into it. Are you making them wait a day or two? Mary asks. Joan raises a quizzical eye as she kicks the drawer shut. Are you soft? More like a week or two.